All right, welcome back. Joseph Hayes from the Times Herald is with us now, and off the air, we were having a lot of fun.
As always. Thanks for having me, bro.
Always good to see you. I haven't bumped into you too much. I'm always at a different game.
I know, man, just busy. You. It's good to see you at basketball games, though, bro.
And I've been enjoying it. I'll tell you what, if I could do every game on the Northern Girls schedule, I would. They are so fun to watch.
I know, they're a powerhouse program.
They're legit.
They are. And they're going to get better and better. Like Mark tells me, they have talent in the lower leagues. They have talent coming up. So Northern's going to be good for a while.
Well, already the varsity team has, if you look at their roster, there's four girls at the bottom of the roster that are also on the JV roster, mm-hmm. and they rotate.
Yep.
So one is up each varsity game, and then they go back mm-hmm. and somebody else. And all of them have played and scored at the varsity level this season. It's unfair.
I know,
I was
it's
watching
a
JV game and going, man, they got three girls out on the court that have already played varsity this season. Mm-hmm. This other team doesn't have a chance.
I know. But it's a real good program. And thinking forward like that means that you're always going to be ready to reload every single year.
And that's exactly what they've done. I mean, they lost a good player off of last year's team, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had good players to slide into that position. They're solid. And I enjoy watching them play. They might not enjoy me too much because I was there for the Cousineau game. but they won all the other ones that have done this year. I haven't seen as many boys games, and it's been less about teams for me when I have seen the boys play and more about individuals. Obviously, I did a St. Clair game, and Ben Davidson sticks out like a sore thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Just did a Marysville game. Ross Hinckley can score.
Yep.
He can score. I've seen PH. They won the game, but they are still their own worst enemy.
Who are they playing when they won?
Clintondale.
Oh, okay. I wasn't there.
And Clintondale doesn't have Clintondale is lacking shooters. Mm-hmm. They don't have anybody that's score. For them to score, they've got to pressure you and get turnovers and score on layups. Because
mm-hmm.
in their half-court offense, they're not too good.
I got you.
And they don't have anybody that can really knock down a shot for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have size enough to go into the paint and try to score. So they've got to run and transition, and they've got to and they pressured PH all game long. PH must have had 40 turnovers.
I can't believe it.
And still won the game by 11 points.
Wow.
But it was just like, you know, man, they just make a couple of passes, break the press, and you'll win big.
Well, Port Huron's program right now is, like, we talk about Port Huron Northern and their trajectory. If you look at Port Huron High School objectively, they're almost on the opposite trajectory. Because, I mean, when I saw them earlier this week against St. Clair, they got off to like 11-0 start and they were playing well, but they only had six guys. Like, they had guys who were off the court for different reasons, and it just seems like that program, I don't know when the change happened, but a couple years ago, maybe after Jovan Thomason left, it really hasn't been the same.
Yeah.
And they have Tyler Lee. He's a very talented player. But, man, they really need to take a step forward in their chemistry and just playing as a team. Because, like, against St. Clair, you would think they would have been in that game. But I think St. Clair outscored them, like, by 35 points or something in the second half. It was just ridiculous.
I like the job Becky Gilbert's done with the girls.
She took
a big hit when Madeline Tremblay got hurt.
That's true. That's terrible.
That's 10 points a game.
I know.
That if they had, they might win a few more games. I've done at least two games where I thought, boy, if they had Madeline Tremblay in this game,
mm-hmm.
you know, this game goes down to the last shot.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, think about these programs we're talking about. A couple years ago, Port Huron was among the best in the area. Now the boys team has talent in other places in the area. And now with the dynamic of the schools and kids basically choosing where they're going to go, as a prospective student, you want to go somewhere successful. So they really need to get something going so they have that positive momentum coming back. I think the girls are working towards that goal, but Northern's such a dominant team. I mean, when's the next time the Port Huron girls will beat the Port Huron Northern girls?
It's going to be a while.
It might be a long time. It might be a long time.
It's going to be a while.
And that might not be a fault of Port Huron. This Northern is just, they're getting at such a high level now that, I mean, it's almost like everyone else is in their rearview mirror at this point. They're just going forward, and they might compete for a state championship this year.
You know,
we can't put that behind them.
And that's not exaggerating.
No.
They've gone to the quarters 2 years in a row. That MAC red up and down is great basketball. So they're getting tested all season long. They went down and beat who was it? Cass Tech that they beat.
By like 40 points
or
something.
By 40 points. They beat Williamston by 20. Those are good basketball teams. They beat Mercy.
Yep.
Those are really good basketball teams. Their one loss to Cousino was a 2-4-point loss, whatever it was. That game went down to the final seconds.
They've just built a great program. I mean, sometimes they actually look like the Golden State Warriors, man. They will push the ball down the court on you so fast that before you even get set, they've scored. Now they're back on defense. So they live off of, you know, feeding and forcing turnovers and really getting out and running and so forth. And when they play those type of games, they're one of the best teams in the state. It's going to be very interesting.
That's the thing. They score from their defense.
Yep.
They love to run. They love to push the tempo. But if you get them in a half-court offense, all five starters can knock down a three.
Yep.
I mean, you think about it. Their center, Bree Bauer, can step out and knock down a three.
Very talented.
Plus, she's tough in the post.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go inside. They can go outside. And they don't rely on just one person. If they can't get the ball to Bauer, then Sammy Klink can score. Coppinger is really
very good,
playing really well for them. O'Connor, really good. Keys, really good. I mean, You don't know. Every night that Coach Dickinson calls in, I don't know who his leading scorer is going to be.
Exactly. They're a true team. They are truly a team.
And getting good play, too, from some kids off the bench as well, that maybe they don't put up the big numbers, but when they're in there, they don't do anything that hurts them, and they just play good, smart, unselfish basketball.
I think it's safe to say between them and New Haven, we're going to have a long postseason run, either from boys or girls this year.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. Who for the boys has really stood out for you?
Are we including New Haven?
We know New Haven's good. We knew New Haven was good last year.
I feel you.
They've been good for a couple years.
I feel like if we're going to exclude New Haven, we have to look right at St. Clair. I mean, they're not 7-0 for no reason. I mean, they are a very, very good team. And Ben Davison has been on an advanced track since he's a freshman. I mean, he showed up and he was the man. Now, as a junior, it's his comfort zone. So he wants to take hold of different spots in different games. And that's when I was actually talking to him recently, and I told him the difference between a good player and a great player is that a great player will actually take control of a game when it's up for grabs. And that's not always in the fourth quarter, right? That could be in the first quarter when it's that low. That could be at the end of the first half. That could be at the start of the second half. But when he steps up in those big moments, they become a great team. Now, how will they match up to all the other great teams they're going to face? I mean, I don't know. But in terms of winning the MAC gold, I would be shocked if they did not win the MAC gold and beat Northern and beat Port Huron. I mean, I think they are that much better than those teams right now.
All right, it's going to be a fun basketball season. While I got you, and before we take a break here, your Lions.
Oh, here we go.
No,
don't
start
me, bro. Please don't.
Saying.
Don't.
You know,
I told you they had 6-win talent. They won 9 games. Credit Coach Caldwell. What an amazing, amazing person to steady. I mean, he has been under so many stressful situations. I actually feel bad for him sometimes facing the media because it's like sharks swimming around him. You know what I mean?
Well, that's any coach, though, anywhere.
But I feel like for a guy who had minimum talent, no Pro Bowlers, none of that, what can we expect? I mean, get rid of Coach Caldwell, meaning get rid of Jim Bob Cooter, get rid of – I mean, we really want to start over again from scratch? No, we need to continue building, and hopefully we start getting some playmakers. The GM now has to get playmakers. We have to get this running game figured out, and I feel like that – I mean, how do you figure out the Lions running game this year when you're so heavily invested with young guys?
Well, you had injuries.
But they might have injuries again.
I don't know what they have. I don't know how good Amir Abdullah is because he's hurt all the time.
Exactly. And the fumbles.
Losing Riddick clearly hurt them. Look, I'll say this because there are a lot of Zach Zenner guys out there. Zach Zenner is a fourth string guy. Zach Zenner won't play for anybody else in the
NFL. He's a solid contributor. And they need one guy.
Yeah, he got his job, though, because there was a string of injuries. You know, Abdullah went down. Washington got hurt.
Yep.
Riddick got hurt.
Mm-hmm. The Forsett.
Forsett was washed up.
Yep.
Joik Bell isn't the answer.
He didn't even play.
So you had to play somebody back there. And he did the best that he could with what he's got.
I like him as a serviceable player because he can do the run and the pass, but I want them to have a run-oriented team. If you want to take the next step and compete with the Packers year in, year out, you have to be able to run the football on the road. And the Lions have gotten by on Matthew Stafford's back from his rookie year. I've never seen a quarterback actually develop well this way, where all the pressure's on him, he's dropping back 35 to 40 times a game. No, we have to run the football. So if I'm the Lions, first-round pick, running back. They have to go running back.
But, and then they'll get criticized because they always say, never take a running back with the first round.
But that's how important it is for us. A running back, defensive end.
Is there a guy out there in college football that you'd love to get your hands on?
I think it's several guys, but I'm so – every time I think about football, I always think about fit. What are they going to ask this guy to do? And right now, I don't know where running back will thrive with the Lions' offensive line. I mean, we have major holes up front. Their right guard is a free agent. Their right tackle. They're going to have to figure things out up front first, and then they're going to have to get to the running back. But I think there's many guys this year at running back and at defensive back in the draft. It's going to be a really good draft.
All right. Unfortunately, I've got to take a break here, and I got a feeling that we're going to be out of time. But
we're good.
Glad that you swung in today.
Thank you, bro.
We'll have to get you in here for a longer segment maybe next week if
you've
got some time.
Definitely.
All right. Joseph Hayes from the Times-Herald. And we'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Same bat time, same bat channel.